Well, hello and welcome. Thank you for joining the Faith Walk Show today. My name is Susan F. Rosario, and I am here every week. That's right, same time every Sunday at 10:30 a.m., so be sure to tune in. Tell your family and your friends and associates to come along with you and tune in to the Faith Walk Show and learn how to develop your faith in many areas of life. Yes, I will be teaching and helping you become spiritually aware of the tools available to you through the Word of God. And those tools include living in love, hope, joy, peace, and here's the big one, forgiveness. You got to do that. I am super excited about today's message. I will be focusing on standing strong in your faith walk with the Lord. Yes, staying focused on God's plan for your life. And how do you do that? Using your faith to make sense of all those trials that never seem to stop showing up. And I know some folks can relate. When one storm is over, here's another one. Now, I know it's not doom and gloom when you're serving the Lord, but there are tests that come along that challenge our ability to remain calm. And I'll talk about that here shortly. But first, in last week's message, just to give you a recap, I taught on building your faith. It was a good message. I really want you to go back and take a listen to that because it talks about building your faith, building a foundation of faith so that when you hit rough and tough times, you know, those life lessons that test our ability to remain calm. You know, that's the word of the day, folks. When things are in an uproar, remain calm by praying and asking the Lord for guidance. Make sense? So yes, when you hit those rough and tough times, when your foundation is built on faith, you can remain calm and work the word, work your faith, and allow the Lord to do his thing. So in short, again, be aware of those things that tempt or test your ability to remain calm. You follow me? So moving on, have I got some good news for you today before I get started? First things first, the good news scripture of the day comes from the book of 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, verses 57 and 58. Let me read that really quick before I move on into the message today. And it states, "But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain." Wow. Does that say it all? Therefore, my beloved brethren, this is verse 58, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain. So folks, the good news today is this: be thankful, be grateful, see the victory, work your faith, and work the word. Also, I want to concentrate on a word here before I move on in verse 57. If you're just tuning in, it is 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, verses 57 and 58. And it states, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding." The word abounding, I'm going to come back to, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain. So, if you abound, and abound means to flourish or prosper, be full of, or to exist in large numbers or amounts. So, if you abound, be full of, flourish, prosper in the work of the Lord, guess what? You have finally realized that when you are steadfast, immovable, and as I said in last week's show, and today, you are working your faith. You are working the Word of God. You got it? So moving on, this brings me to the title of the message today, folks. Are you ready? The title of the message today is Faithless Moments. And I picked that because no matter if you have weak faith or strong faith, you're always going to be tested. Your faith and your walk with Christ is always going to be tested some way and somehow. So again, the title of the message today is Faithless Moments. And what I associate with the title here is the little give-ups. Yes, the little give-ups I call experiencing frequent faithless moments. Because this happens when our faith is in neutral. Yes, it's when we find ourselves mentally, or in some cases physically, thinking and doing things that drive us to momentarily giving up. Does that sound familiar to anybody yet? Well, my hand is raised. You see, most people deal with fighting off negative thoughts on a daily basis. We are not exempt from things going wrong. Now, I don't want to sound doom and gloom. Serving the Lord is doom and gloom. There's always going to be something that happens. No, there is victory that comes along with standing on faith. There's always going to be a test and a trial in life. Always. Because we are all dealing with something, right? We are all dealing with a past or current event that causes setbacks from time to time, right? So know this. Know that your personal journey in life will be filled with ups and downs, but there is victory, there is joy, there is peace, there is love, there is so many things, and these are these tools I've been talking about. The Word of God gives us so many tools to overcome whatever comes up against us. So yes, know that you're going to experience ups and downs, but this is where your faith has to be strong to kick in to avoid the little give-ups. So my point here, folks, is to avoid the little give-ups at all cost. Yes, avoid the little give-ups at all costs, because most times will contribute to experiencing those frequent faithless moments I just mentioned. Good stuff, right, folks? The Word of God is powerful. It is food for our soul. Amen? I want to pause for about 30 seconds here. In case you are just tuning into the show today, you are listening to Faith Walk Radio. I am your host, Susan F. Rosario. And yes, I am here every week. I will be here every week, every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. I hope you will join another day. So if you are just tuning in, the title of the message today is Faithless Moments. And before I move on, a quick question. How do you know when you are in a faithless moment? Right? Well, let me tell you what I know about it. You know when you are experiencing a faithless moment when the little give-ups become more and more consistent. And again, the little give-ups I call the FFM, frequent faithless moments. So for all those who are listening and praying for a good and peaceful life with your family, your loved ones, and you want to know how to leverage your faith, here it is. Are you ready? To overcome the FFM, the frequent faithless moments, and leverage your faith. And leverage means to influence or power use to achieve a desired result. So, here it is. You have to trust God. That's it. That's all I got. In order to leverage your faith, and leverage means to influence or power use to achieve a desired result, you have to trust God. Trust the messenger, which is the Bible. Now, I know that there are Christ followers, men and women all over the world that are described as a messenger. But the true messenger, folks, is the Word of God. So you have to believe that all things are possible for you when you love the Lord. And the scripture says, all things are possible to those who love the Lord. So my question to all listening today, what is your mountain or mountains of doubt? What are those things and situations throughout your day that cause you to have doubt? That cause you to revert back to thinking that your life is over, no one will ever love you again, thinking you will never recover from your failures, you are unable to get past your past differences. And as you can imagine, a host of other things and situations that keep you wrapped up in the past. So, another question, I have a lot of questions for you today. Another question is, are you aware of your trigger points? Because I believe those trigger points cause the little give-ups as a result of that frequent faithless moments. And as I said before, you can have strong faith, but you will experience a faithless moment from time to time. The key is to not have frequent faithless moments, because when you have frequent faithless moments, you just want to give up. I've had enough. God, I don't want to do this anymore. It's not for me. I thought I heard you say you were going to bless me in this situation, but obviously not. Maybe I've done something wrong, God. I just don't know. I know that it's not working, and I know that I've tried, and I'm just tired of trying, God, so I'm going to move on to the next thing. I'm just going to do my thing and do something else. I still love you, Lord, but this just didn't work out, and maybe you're just mad at me, and maybe the answer is just no. Does that make any sense to you? Obviously, yes, because we've all been there, right? I think this is the right time to introduce my main scripture of the day, Jeremiah 17, verses 7 and 8. And it's going to connect all my thoughts today. And here it is, verse 7, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and he will not fear when heat comes. But its leaves will be green, and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. You see, folks, the Bible, which is the Word of God, our blueprint to building a strong faith foundation, tells us through Paul that we are blessed when we trust the Lord. And to top that, our tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, will not be afraid when heat comes. In other words, folks, when problems arise, we will remain calm. We will not be afraid. We will not fall into a depression. We will not have an anxiety attack. We will not have a panic attack. We will remain calm when heat comes. You got it? So here's my point of the day. If your faith is rooted and grounded in the Word, the Holy Scriptures, you will be able to overcome those pressing things and situations. Now, you may experience some uncomfortable processes, even still. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. And hope means confidence, courage, and faith. Again, verse 7, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. So, when you don't lose hope, when you don't lose confidence, courage, and faith, you are blessed. And blessed means made holy, those who live with God in heaven. That's the definition of blessed. So let me move on to verse 8 really quick. And that is Jeremiah 17 and 8. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes. But its leaf will be green, and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. Now, folks, I have to tell you, verse 8 was a life-changing scripture for me personally. When I first studied this scripture many years ago, it changed my life, and I hope it will do that for you today. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river. Powerful. And you know what this means, folks? This means we have a forever flowing lifeline called the Holy Spirit. Yes, a forever flowing lifeline called the Holy Spirit, interceding at all times on our behalf. Folks, it can't get any better than that. Let me keep going here. And the end of the scripture reads, and will not fear when heat comes, that heat comes, remember, will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green. So my interpretation of this scripture here, the last part of verse 8, and that is Jeremiah 17 and 8, the last line of that scripture, and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaves will be green, means I will not lose heart when my mind tells me to give up, Lord. I will not allow faithless moments to overtake me, causing those daily give-ups, O Lord. I will not allow people, things, or situations to take me to a place where I doubt and experience frequent faithless moments, O God. You follow where I'm going here? Again, the last part of this scripture states, and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. Folks, very important to remember that being anxious is to worry, to be fearful, and to be uneasy. So are you anxious, worried, fearful, or uneasy? If so, keep listening on. Again, verse 17, that is Jeremiah 17, 8, and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. And last point here before the break, the cease from yielding fruit I take to mean that we are blessed when we trust in the Lord. And guess what, folks? When we trust in the Lord, what happens? We are blessed, and the blessings will not cease. It says it. Will not cease from yielding fruit. And cease means to stop, end, or terminate. Powerful stuff today, folks. As I said, I have to take a break. When I come back, I will conclude today's message and give my final thought. Now, a word from our sponsor, GFDM Web Design and Marketing, and I will be right back.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Are you ready to grow your business on the internet? Begin today by hiring GFDM Web Design and Marketing to build you a professional and competitive website. GFDM prides itself on branding and marketing your products and services with an outstanding website that will better communicate you and your business. GFDM Web Design and Marketing is one of the industry's best and creative web design and marketing firms that is known for helping businesses grow on multiple levels. GFDM Web Design and Marketing Firm is affordable, creative, and can help any business compete in today's market. Call today for a special discount price or visit the website at gfdmwebdesign.com, gfdmwebdesign.com, and you'll also enter to win a free website for your company. Begin building a household name for you and your business on the internet today with GFDM Web Design and Marketing. Call 844-WEB-POWER. That's 844-WEB-POWER.
Hi, this is Susan F. Rosario, and I know you are listening in to the show today on Faithless Moments. I just wanted to take a few minutes to give you a little background. The Faith Walk Show is all about spreading the good news of Jesus Christ to all who are willing to listen. And my core message focuses on teaching on the transformational power of the Holy Ghost, teaching and sharing stories of faith, hope, love, joy, peace, forgiveness. Also helping you overcome fear, depression, and anxiety by using your faith in God as a foundation. I also look forward to sharing with you every week, Sundays at 10:30 a.m. I also look forward to hearing from you. Yes, I want to hear from you. I would love to hear about your faith walk success story. So please write and tell me what the Lord is doing in your life. I would love to share your story with the world to encourage others to know where there is a will, God can make a way. So to submit your Faith Walk success story, email me directly, susan@faithwalkradio.com. That's susan@faithwalkradio.com, and tell me all about it. But wait, there's more. I will select one Faith Walk success story a month to read right here on this show to encourage others to know that God is still listening and He is taking action. And now back to the Faith Walk Show as I conclude today's message on Faithless Moments.
Now back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
I am back on the other side of the break. You are listening to the Faith Walk Show. And the title of the message today is Faithless Moments. And before the break, I was sharing scripture from Jeremiah 17, verses 17 and 8 I taught on today. And I want to read those really quick before I end the show here. And Jeremiah 17, 7 and 8 states, "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river and will not fear when heat comes. But its leaves will be green and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit." So today I ask again, is your faith rooted and grounded in the Word, the Holy Scriptures today? Are you experiencing those little give-ups on a daily basis that cause you to experience the frequent faithless moments? If that is you, I have a final thought for you. And my final thought of the day is this. Giving up on yourself, your family, your friends, associates, all those you love, takes a lot of time and energy. So why not have faith today? Can you think of any reason to not give your faith a chance? You see, I believe that the best things in life comes in due season. I have learned that developing faith is a choice, a decision you make when you are looking to reach higher ground, a decision you make when you are simply tired of giving up. So to avoid those faithless moments today, work the word, do the work to see the faith growing in your life. Take a listen to a song I wrote and recorded just for you to encourage you along your faith walk with the Lord. The title of the song is called Faith Walk. Enjoy, and I will be right back.
I need your help to get me through the day.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Well, it's that time, folks. I sure have enjoyed myself today. I hope you enjoyed that song. I will be back next week, same time, and every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Also, as a reminder, don't forget to send in your Faith Walk success stories. You can email me directly, susan@faithwalkradio.com. That's susan@faithwalkradio.com. Remember, I will select one story a month to post on my website, as well as share right here on this show. Feel free to visit my website any time of the day or night by visiting faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. You can listen to this message again, as well as all other archive messages. You can also download the Faith Walk song you just heard to share with your family, your friends, to help spread the good news of Jesus Christ. So, this will conclude today's show, but one more thing. Remember, God is love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all-knowing, and if that wasn't enough, He left you with the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see Him through the eyes of your faith. Until next time, in Godspeed.